When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Happy Friday. Goodman and Hurdle, watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Riller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicle and contractor and rental equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Good morning.
Top of the morning.
You always talk about how cold it is. You hate the cold. You're not going to complain about today, are you?
Well, it's June. I don't think I've complained about the cold very much.
I'm talking about being now. It's going to be like the Three Bears. Is this porridge going to be too hot?
Oh, the hot doesn't bother me.
Okay, just checking.
It's cold.
Okay.
It's cold, and it's not even cold. It's wind cold. That's, I don't need that crap. Heat, wow. No big deal. Don't care. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Not 112 like our oldest son and daughter are dealing with in Phoenix today. 112.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
and that's right when the sun comes up.
It's not comfortable. 112 is 112. People say, well, it's a dry heat. Well, 112 is 112.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. I played golf in 112.
Have you?
Yeah. It's searing.
Yeah.
You know where you feel like you get that bit of heat that just never leaves the back of your neck. Not good.
By the way, one quick thing. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this. Porzingis was awesome yesterday.
So was Jaylen Brown.
Okay. With that, we talk a lot about matchups, and we're seeing a lot of blowouts in the playoffs outside of the Nuggets 7-game series against Minnesota. A lot of playoff series have not been close. Is the reason why a lot of these playoff series haven't been close is because the matchup just hasn't been good for one team? It's not because the other team is just that much better.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to strip it down.
Just a thought.
Just if you want to strip it down to its most basic core, I suppose there's elements there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Porzingis came back. He hadn't played in 30-some days, and he looked like he was.
Rest versus rust.
But he was like, boom.
Yeah.
And he was a difference maker, and Lively couldn't do anything with him for a while.
Yeah.
I thought Jaylen Brown, though, man. Woo. Dude, man. You talk about a two-way player. He was as good yesterday as I've seen in a while.
Time now for the lead.
The lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Cortland Sutton said on the DNVR podcast he will be at mandatory minicamp next week. And for a guy who has never made the playoffs since being drafted since 2018, he absolutely understands the gravity of winning for Denver.
No one deserves this more than this city. You know, to be able to go into games where we're sitting in a situation where we are possibly out of playoffs and walking into a stadium that's pretty much sold out, and to know that the city has so much love for us, that even when we're down bad, they continue to show love for us. It's like it's only right for us to come in and give them what they deserve, and the city deserves playoffs. The city deserves to see the Denver Broncos back in the Super Bowl.
First of all, props and a tip of the hat to our friends at DNVR for nailing Cortland Sutton. Good effort. Secondly, and Eric, you've been around this franchise longer than I have, but you and I spend a lot of time in locker rooms. This is one thing that I will say about the Broncos in general. That attitude is reflected by a lot of other guys who have a strong recognition of the support they get in this city, what it means to the city of Denver and Broncos country in general. And I think that Cortland Sutton comes from a very sincere place when he says that, because I'm pretty sure that you and I hear that a lot from people. And that's always a nice thing to hear.
We hear it a lot. And sometimes when I do hear it, I really think to myself, are you just kind of saying the right thing? I mean, you're not from...
Oh, you cynical man.
No, hold on. You're not from here.
Right.
The only reason you have any loyalty to this franchise is because they are paying you.
What? Okay.
And if you say the right thing, you endear yourself more to fans. I think it was after the Nuggets won the title.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody said, I'm sure many guys said it, I don't remember who said what I'm thinking of, which was, this city deserves a championship because they never won one. So sometimes I wonder, are you saying that just to say it, or are you really saying, I'm so glad I won a title, but I'm going to say this because it's the right thing to do? But to your point, because they have no loyalty to Denver. Denver's paying them. If Denver wasn't paying them, they wouldn't care. My point is, this coming from Cortland did feel genuine. And I'm not suggesting that every single player who has said this city deserves it, I'm not saying that they are being disingenuous. But there was one thing that he said that made me think, yep, he means this. And that was, even when we've been bad,
that's the key,
people have basically sold out the stadium.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought, you know what? It's different than saying, oh, the city deserves a championship. That's a passing line that everybody has said. But he was more specific about it, and he was right.
Yeah. That's where I feel like that's the departure for me, is if you have that kind of recognition and you have that kind of appreciation for people and their hard-earned money, and I think it's, I'm happy that guys recognize that, but then they see it more. I mean, we go through training camp with them on the hill and thousands of fans coming out and sitting there and watching a practice in the heat.
Right.
We don't see that for the Nuggets. Hell, we don't get to go to practices. I mean, right? We don't see them. We see the last 2 minutes of some shooting before we get to them. You can watch the Avs. You can do that. And fans do that, which I think is great. But there is a kinship with the Broncos that this city has, and they've had it through thick and thin. And I am glad when someone like Cortland Sutton, who's been here as a player through some thick and, well, a hell of a lot more thin than thick, right? But he recognizes it. Yes, he's getting paid, and there's still some business for him to get done with the Broncos this year, I think. But I like hearing that, and I'm glad that there are some that recognize it and that it means something to them. Because I do think that there is a different kind of relationship between the team and their fan base with the Broncos. I just think it's a little bit different.
I think that's the way it is, not at all, but in a lot of NFL
cities. I agree.
Green Bay,
yes,
obviously one of them.
Right.
Chicago, certainly one of them. I mean, I can go Dallas. I can go on and on and on. And fans, when you're a fan of a team and you're all in, I mean, I've never stood on the other side of the line, the receiving end of pure adulation from a whole bunch of strangers that are wearing the gear that you wear,
mm-hmm.
minus the helmet
yeah.
and the shoulder pads. But you get what I mean.
Yes.
And they're so excited to meet you, but their life revolves around that. I mean, when I was a kid, when I was a Bears fan, my Mondays were ruined.
Oh,
When the Bears lost.
Sure.
Which means most of my Mondays were ruined. Because in the 1970s, that team didn't win. So, yes, with training camp. Yes, with going out and about. You go to a charity event.
There.
And I'm sure, even though people will be nice to your face, yes, they're going to be fans when they're not standing in front of you. I can't believe you did this. But I'm sure there have been plenty of lines like, we still support you no matter what.
Yeah.
You're still our team. We want you to win. We can't wait for you to make the playoffs. When you start hearing that over and over and over again, I am guessing that you certainly hit a point where you feel loved even if you're not playing well.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it's and I'm not
gonna say, gotcha.
Yeah.
We gotcha.
And I'm not saying it's unique. I think and believe me, there are great connections with other teams in this market and their fan bases. It's not what I'm saying at all. But to your point.
No, it's different with the Broncos.
It's different
with the Broncos. They're the number one team in
town. They are the number one team in town. There are 53 of them on the roster. So many of them give back to the community in ways that are very visible. And they play once a week. So there's a different kind of accessibility.
There's a buildup, too, to each game.
Yeah.
Because we're covering four practices, and we put that out on the media.
You're right.
In the media, I should say.
Absolutely. Anyway, it just, that was the thing that struck me the most.
Yeah.
And you and I, as we often do,
right.
find the one or two things about things that were being said that struck me yesterday. And it was one of those, good for you, Cortland. But, I'm glad to hear it.
But there were a couple of other things
sure.
that struck me that I want to get into, or we want to get into in the next segment. One, was this holdout a much ado about nothing? Okay. That's number one that we will get into. But here is the other thing. And we didn't play this bite, nor are we going to, but we'll just tell you what he said. It was killing me not being at the voluntary workouts. Really? It was your choice. So why was it killing you? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If I could save time in a bottle.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Wow.
Are we going deep here today? This is kind of a kumbaya.
What was the inspiration behind Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle?
I like to mix it up. I don't know.
So you really don't have an answer?
No.
Did you play One Republic yesterday, by the way? You did.
Yes, I think
so. Yes, you did, kids. Good tune.
Yeah.
Good tune.
You know what? Today you should do Republica. Do Ready to Go. How about
we
that?
We can do that. We can
okay.
do that.
Okay. I'm sure that we'll be bumping out with that. Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. My goodness, you hit everything on this table, don't you? You just
do you think this table is made for broadcasting? Let's just get candid about it, okay?
Well, I know there's a guy two doors down you can ask that question to. You want to walk into his office and ask him?
It's not a question. That's a statement.
Gorgeous weekend this weekend. How do you like that segue?
You are going to hit the golf ball at 11:30 this morning.
I am.
That's fun.
Yeah, it'll be good to get out with some friends.
I can tell you're looking forward to it.
I am. I'd be more looking forward to playing well.
Well, that's up to you and your swing.
Okay. For you, would you rather, how do I put this? What's more important to you? Playing a beautiful, you could play a beautiful golf course, mm-hmm. like breathtaking.
Yes.
And play poorly, or play just a run-of-the-mill course and play really well?
I'd rather play really well on a really good golf course.
So, no, I understand that.
I mean, I still have to play well in the round.
Okay.
When I finished, I was at a point in my game where I needed to play well to enjoy playing.
And that's how I am as well. So, like there are certain courses, there are more than a few. But there are certain courses in Colorado that you just look at and go, wow. Castle Pines, that is a breathtaking course.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain holes of the ridge at Castle Pines North, breathtaking. There are more than a few courses out there like that. I have a very difficult time enjoying the beautiful views if I'm not playing well.
Yeah. Can you let go of things quickly?
No.
See, that's a problem.
The fact that you are asking me that question, you know me well.
Yeah, because there is no sport that you have to have a shorter memory in than the game of golf.
No, I have a short enough memory. I just get disgusted.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll phrase this to you another way. You can play golf with your three best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you play poorly, or you play with three complete strangers and you play well.
I can give you an example of the prior. I played golf at Pebble Beach with my dad and two of my brothers.
That's a tough course, though.
And
tough course, though.
You know, I was 2 under par after 4 holes.
And what happened on the rest?
It was not good. And I didn't give a damn. That was one of those days where the golf course, it was such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
The setting was so unbelievable. And the company was as good as you can possibly get.
It's funny you should say that. I'm not going to say I had a breakthrough last time I played, because one of the guys I'm playing with is Chad from Greenfield.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two guys that I'm playing with, a very good friend of mine, and also another good friend who happens to be in the media as well. So the three of us played 2 weeks ago, and I played like shite. I mean, absolute shite. But I had a great time. And it, was, and it was one of the first times I have played but had a great time, yet played like crap.
Yeah, and it's
and
rare.
That's a breakthrough for me. Now, I'm not going to allow that to happen 2 weeks in a row.
Good. Well, you battle it. Any time that you have a round that you don't go through shot by shot when you're laying in bed that night is a good round.
Right.
You know, for me. I mean, you can have really good rounds and enjoy thinking about shots that you hit.
Right.
But the other side of the equation, when you can let it go and just have had a good experience doing it, which is rare, then you're in a good place. So I hope that you play well today.
Well, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
We all hope for that.
Yep.
Well, maybe not for me personally, but we all hope that we...
Well, I hope you play
well.
All
play well.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, it's going to be a gorgeous weekend this weekend. Nice time to take a test drive. If you're in the market for a Mazda, Siltahar Mazda in Broomfield, check all the boxes. Affordability, reliability, fuel economy. You want luxury? Got it. Durability? Got it. Go take a test drive today at Siltahar Mazda in Broomfield. You're going to get great financing as well. Or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Back to Cortland Sutton, this holdout during voluntary OTAs, you have to show. So do you really call it a holdout? Was it really much ado about nothing, or are there still some issues bubbling under the surface?
I think there's still some business to be done. But I think it's going to be a very, I get the sense that it's going to be a very gentlemanly. I don't think that he's asking for that much, and which is good because I don't think the Broncos have that much to give.
No, they have about $7.5 million more to spend under the cap.
Yeah. So
and that can be more than adjusted. Listen, they could give him a new contract, and suddenly they're going to be 20 over the cap.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. They can do a lot of different
things.
The way
they can maneuver that.
So I think it will get taken care of. I will fall into the Sean Payton camp, who has said on a couple of occasions during these OTAs, it'll take care of itself.
Yeah.
Very casually.
Mike Kliss put this out on Twitter. And no, I will never call it X, just like I will never call the field where the Broncos play Empower.
Mm.
Still Mile High to me, or Invesco. I came in with it being Invesco, it'll always be Invesco.
Yeah, Mile High for me.
So it's Twitter for me. Sorry, yeah. Elon. No, I just said that. If he's listening to the show, he might suspend my account.
Isn't he in space right now, or does he have a spacecraft up in the air?
He's getting ready to put one up.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Wish he would go on it.
Well, okay.
And take some certain passengers with him. Anyway, so
oh my God.
So Kliss,
not Mike though.
No,
he doesn't need to take Mike.
No,
with
I'm not.
Him.
I'm
we
not,
need Mike here.
I'm not suggesting it needs to turn into the space shuttle in 1986.
Right.
I'm just saying maybe he never come back. Anyway, so he quoted an anonymous source close to Sutton, saying this about showing up for the mandatory minicamp. Cortland isn't in the business of giving away money, and still feels he has earned the respect of a contract adjustment as a leader of the Broncos. Nothing has changed on that front.
And I wouldn't expect it to be.
Right.
Right. Look, first and foremost, we've had this. We started the show off. We talked about what we really liked about Courtland Sutton's remarks, and I think that they were sincere. Great. But business is business. Mm-hmm. This is a business, first and foremost. Players have a certain amount of time to make money during the short window that the NFL has value for them. Okay. I had no problems with Courtland Sutton missing OTAs. None whatsoever. I don't think Sean Payton. Maybe he did, but he didn't sound to me. No,
he's not like Mike Shanahan.
No.
Where he takes attendance.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And so I just don't think it was that big a deal.
Certain people, although this is an anonymous source, but generally speaking, unless you know somebody who is just a first take guy, speaks with a lot of hyperbole,
mm-hmm.
and you know this person isn't measured at all, if you could take all those things and you look at somebody and you say they are not that person, I listen to words very, personally, I listen to words very carefully on what they are saying and what they are not saying.
And how they're saying it.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But there are certain words that matter.
Okay.
And I'm going to use these two words. And this has to do with what Courtland is looking for in a new contract. Would you say that Brandon Ayuk and CeeDee Lamb are looking for a new deal, and that's exactly how you'd phrase it? How would you phrase what they're looking for?
More money.
Okay. So,
which comes through a new deal.
So if you were an agent, and someone said, well, what does, your client want? What would you say as his agent?
More money.
Okay.
Right.
This person said, Courtland is looking for a contract adjustment.
Interesting.
Big difference.
Yeah. Right.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
I just want to move the goalposts a little bit.
And I think that that's how we've kind of judged it the whole time,
and
right?
And that's what I mean by words matter.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, CeeDee Lamb, is he looking for a contract adjustment?
No. Right. No, he's
Brandon Ayuk, contract adjustment?
They're looking to break banks.
Correct. With that, we didn't play the full clip of what Sutton said, but he said it was killing him not being at OTAs.
Okay, we didn't need that.
That's where you lost the message.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Stop that. Okay. It's okay.
It was your choice.
It was, and it's... And like I just got done saying, for me, it's okay. Didn't bother me one iota. What is an iota, by the way? One iota that he wasn't there.
Alex is.
I know, he'll work on iota.
Feverishly looking this up.
And I don't think it bothered Sean Payton at all.
No.
I mean, Sean couldn't.
He is so happy with Bo Nix. I don't think if it. He is so happy with the person that he is married to,
well,
as opposed to his arranged marriage, it doesn't matter if there's a hurricane on the wedding day.
And I think he's really glad to be separated from his last boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's as big a factor as anything. Yeah. What do you have for me?
An extremely small amount is the definition for iota.
Okay, see? All right, good.
That's funny. Because,
now I know.
Because before I got married to Mandy, the last girl I dated said, you have one iota. And it was, now I know what she meant.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
And then I went up and had a cigarette after she said that. Coming up after the break.
Good.
Should the Rockies just release Chris Bryant?
Flat out.
See you later.
Wow.
That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, expandable house, forklifts, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Please allow me to speak for every member of the Jewish faith. It has been a very difficult couple of months with everything that is going on in Israel and all of the protests that are going on at college campuses with people who are pro-Palestinian. But now we have something else on our plate that really has troubled me when I read it this morning. There has been a nationwide recall on cream cheese.
Oh, my God.
What are we supposed to smear on our bagel? What is next? What is next? We're going to find out that salmon has been poisoned, and then we lose our lox as well. The cream cheese is a big deal. What are we supposed to do for our schmear?
That is a troubling question.
It is. I mean, The Israel thing bothers me, but I'm not over there. In the United States, there's a nationwide recall. This directly affects me.
Wow.
And that's what I care about, me.
Bagels and lox. Pretty tough.
Lox is so nasty.
I love them.
Do you really?
Oh, my God.
You put some capers on there as well after you do your shmear?
Yes, I do.
Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
Remember the movie with Brad Pitt, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
I do.
Okay?
Yes.
Where he regresses in age? Now we have The Curious Case of Chris Bryant.
Oh, my God.
Injured again. Okay? A lot more money left on that contract. Lot more years left on that contract when he has played .247 batting average, 17 home runs, and 55 RBI.
That's in 148 games or whatever it is.
Right.
That's over the course of two plus seasons.
Does it make sense just to release him?
Why not?
Why would you? Now, if you don't want to play him, that's one thing. But why are you just dumping it? Well, why are you just getting, maybe there's something you can find with him that is useful. Maybe he's good at throwing batting practice. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he can shag balls for, I mean.
He can't play third base for you anymore, which is the position that he played, his position of choice and selection coming up with the Cubs. It's where he won an MVP. He's a liability in the outfield. And at first base, he's a work in progress. Although, he at least was trying to catch the foul ball when he got all tangled up in the net. Looked like a fish over there trying to get out of a fisherman's net. Ended up bruising a rib or whatever the heck it is that he's dealing with right now. By the way, his seventh trip to IL. Seventh. Since they picked him up in 2022. I get it. You're paying him $183 million, $27 million. $28 million this year, $27 million for the next five. Figure out something for him to do. But at this point, to me, you know what he's doing? He's taking up space. He is occupying a place on the roster and providing very little in return while others could at least be getting major league experience and could be part of what ends up being needed for this franchise to get back to relevance.
I'm going to combine two movies in one segment.
Good.
You have The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which is now The Curious Case of Chris Bryant. I'm going to combine a movie with that movie about Schmidt, starring Jack Nicholson, where the lead character has to make the most of his remaining life because he is so unhappy. I am not suggesting Bill Schmidt is unhappy, but what is the rest of his life going to look like as the GM of this team? after that beauty of a signing?
Was Bill Schmidt? I don't think he was the GM at that point. Maybe he was.
Yes, he was.
He
with,
was?
With Chris. He was not part of the Arenado deal.
Right.
He took over for Breidich about a month later.
Okay.
Okay. But his hands are all over the Chris Bryant signing.
I'm going to just say this about the Chris Bryant signing, because I was at spring training, was part of that press conference. That was the most confounding signing of any player, considering the time and the situation and the franchise doing it, that I've ever been around in all of my years covering professional sports.
I say this jokingly, but I hope you understand the premise of it. Is Bill Schmidt schizophrenic? And the reason why I say that is, was he arguing with the four voices in his head, and the other three voices, or the all four voices, were trying to up the salary for Chris Bryant? Was one voice saying, give him this, and then another voice said, no, we could do better than that. Another voice said, no, we need to pay him more.
And he thought it was the Padres that he was carrying, or the...
The voices in his head kept jacking up the price. They were negotiating against themselves.
That much is a fact.
With that, we talk about the worst deals in Denver sports history.
Unfortunately, there are enough to compare.
Well, you have the Arenado deal.
Yeah.
Sending $51
million. Oh. Sending $51 million to take him off of your hands.
And only two players are still with the Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have the Chris Bryant deal. Then you have the Russell Wilson deal, which affected draft picks, his overall play, certainly in his first year, which he came in out of shape. And then you have the dead cap hit. But just for fun, I want to throw another ingredient into the pot of gumbo.
Oh, go for it.
As the argument. Because the Chris Bryant deal has been so bad, and because the trade of Arenado has been so bad, and then, of course, you have Russell Wilson, people tend to focus on these three.
Yep.
I'm going to throw in Mike Hampton just for a minute.
Ah, very good.
And I want to explain to people what this deal looked like and what happened since, and how it affected. Because with the Nolan Arenado deal, you eat the money, you gave it away, boom, done. With Chris Bryant, you didn't give up anything to get him. You just wasted money.
Yes.
With Russell Wilson, it had multiple layers of how it affected. One, he wasn't good. Two, you gave up draft picks. Three, you got the dead cap. At least with Chris Bryant, there's no salary cap.
That is correct.
Now let's throw in Mike Hampton, see if this changes your mind. They made him the highest paid player in baseball at the time, not the highest paid pitcher. Think about this for a second. 7-year, $182 million deal. That was for Bryant. For Hampton, it was 8 years, $121 million.
Back then.
20 years ago?
Wow.
I can't.
That's staggering.
If you put those numbers into today's terms, that feels like $200 million.
Yes, it does.
With that, Hampton was an excellent pitcher when he came over. He had just won the NLCS MVP. He was a really good pitcher before he came over. However, his ERA was nearly 7 when the Rockies signed him when he pitched to Coors Field. Now, remember, they brought in a breaking ball pitcher with no humidor. And his ERA proved that out. Okay? With that, he was traded 2 years later. Do you know when they finished off paying his contract? So he was traded in 2002. You know when they finished off paying his contract?
2012.
2018.
My goodness.
That was like a Bobby Bonilla deal.
Yeah.
Then the deal has spooked the Rockies organization through today.
Yes. Still.
That's my point.
Yep.
Since that signing, the Rockies have never wanted to spend big money on a pitcher. So this story, like Russell Wilson, has legs. Lots of them.
That might be the worst. That might be the worst of the four. It really might.
It changed the trajectory of the franchise with how they want to approach signing free agent pitchers. Completely spooked them. However, I'll go with Russell Wilson for this reason.
Still paying for it, too.
Because you gave up a ton of draft capital. Yeah. You have to eat the dead cap. And there's a salary cap. There's no salary cap in baseball.
Yeah, the drag on the Russell Wilson deal.
So the Nolan deal is not my top two. And even Chris Bryant is not my top two because there are other factors involved with Wilson and Hampton.
And because there are no long-term effects to your franchise being able to do business. That's Dick Monfort's money. He can do with it as he pleases.
Yeah.
Right?
Build another McGregor Square.
Sure. Right? I mean,
get another party deck.
He's got 182, you know, boom. Pay it, and it doesn't really affect the franchise.
Raise some more cattle.
Yeah. But no.
We're going to open a new ranch in Greeley.
The Hampton deal is major, but the Russell Wilson deal, especially as you lay it out on different layers, it affected them.
How would this team look like? How would this team look if they had those two first-round picks and those two second-round picks?
It would look a lot better. That's for darn sure.
Was it just two, or was there an extra one?
There was two first-rounders. Yeah. And then
2 seconds.
And then 2 seconds, right. And then a later one. So there were five picks altogether.
Right.
And then there were three players.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll break down the Celtics Game 1 beatdown of the Mavericks, and NBA game analyst Doris Burke made history last night. We'll tell you about it next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday, vehicle contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just In Case You Missed It. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the Celtics cruised past the Mavericks in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, 107-89, and they became the first team in the NBA Finals history to have seven different players make multiple three-pointers. Kristaps Porzingis, as you guys mentioned, returned with a vengeance, scoring 20 points in 20 minutes, and he came off the bench last night. Kyrie Irving struggled a little bit, 12 points on 6 of 19 shooting. Thoughts on the Celtics Game 1 beatdown last night?
I thought the Porzingis, Jaylen Brown tandem was absolutely fantastic, both defensively and scoring the basketball. Celtics played at a high level last night. They played good defense across the board. And after a good start and a little bit of a run in the third period where they got to within eight, Dallas really wasn't much of a factor. And this game falls into the category of what I was talking about yesterday. Kind of like, okay, whatever. I mean, I did invest time. I watched in probably three quarters of that game. But, you know, there was not very much competitive about it and much compelling about it. So eight straight wins now for the Celtics in the postseason.
People forget how good they are defensively.
No question.
I mean, they
were reminded
really
about it last night. Yeah. I mean, When you're not even putting Derek White in that group, right? And he might be one of the best on-ball defenders in the NBA. The guy is just absolutely fantastic. He got called for a foul on a block once in that game last night. Maybe it was on Luka, but he made a block at the apex of the jump shot. And I was like, what the hell are you? You're calling it because you can't believe this dude rose to that level to make a block. The Celtics are a good basketball team. My wife made the comment last night, well, this just really looks bad for the Nuggets. And I said, no, it doesn't. I said, the Nuggets beat the Celtics twice this season.
Regular season.
Well, okay. That's when they play.
Are we going to hang a banner for that?
No. And of course, you're taking it to a level that I was merely saying, the Nuggets beat the Celtics twice. That's a fact. That's a fact. They beat them twice during the regular season.
Well, but
doesn't mean anything for the postseason.
But hold on a second.
Because the Celtics are in the finals and the Nuggets are rafting in.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You mean it as just stating facts.
Yep.
But understand that other people take it as, and you might say, I don't care what other people think, but understand that when you say something like that,
mm-hmm.
you are suggesting, you are not saying it, but you are suggesting directly or indirectly, and I don't think it's directly or even indirectly, but that's how people would take it, that the Nuggets would beat the Celtics
in
the finals.
No.
That's how people would take it.
No. Well, then that's part of our problem.
Well, it is.
Because, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Well, it's kind of like when the Broncos beat the Chiefs in the regular season.
Right.
Well, the Broncos played the Chiefs. They would have had a 50-50 chance if they would have played the Super Bowl because they beat them once in the regular season.
Well, what idiot says that?
A lot of people.
No.
Well, what idiot says?
I mean, stop that.
What idiot says, well, the Nuggets beat the Celtics in the regular season?
Me. I said that.
There you go.
And it wasn't once. It was twice.
Right.
And the point was, the conversation was, and of course you need context for the conversation was, all this conversation about how good the West was.
Yeah.
And I reminded her, Dallas is the fifth team in the West, playing the best, obviously, and deserve it. But no one will argue that the West is better than the East.
No.
If the Celtics sweep this series.
But let's not go down the road where a lot of Big Ten fans go with their football. Well, the reason why the Big Ten doesn't win as many bowl games as they should is because those teams beat up on each other in the regular season. In the playoffs, you didn't have, generally speaking, two teams beating up on each other.
No.
Right?
And right.
Meaning Dallas was worn out by the time they got to Boston.
Everything. At the end of the day, everything depends on how you do in the postseason.
Right.
And that's where we are. And that's why you tip your hat to the Dallas Mavericks.
That is my favorite argument. And I grew up in the Midwest and I went to a Big Ten school. That is the number one argument that I hear from Big Ten football fans on why the SEC is only better because, well, they don't beat up on each other like the Big Ten teams do. I'm like, that is the lamest argument.
Wow.
Yes, when Rutgers plays Iowa, yes, I was worn out for the next game. Gotcha. That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. Try it before you buy. When you buy a car, you're going to take it for a test drive. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, Courtland Sutton has spoken. He is coming back for mandatory
minicamp, right,
which is great. With that, was this a much ado about nothing, or is there still an undercurrent that we need to talk about? That's next.
We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl is pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out. Turn